Representation matters. You don't realize how important it is till you see someone who looks like me and you. Kitch Noir is out here. Plus they're black owned. Send high quality cards to show high quality love.
Hi guys, welcome to the Make It Happen Affirmations podcast. It is a brand new year, so happy 2022. Oh, quick plug, we've got some amazing... Am I looking at the wrong part of the camera again? Yes, I should be looking here. Welcome to the Make It Happen Affirmations podcast. My name is Sherelle. I'm the founder of award-winning, family-friendly black greeting cards and stationery brand, Kitch Noir. We are in a new room. It's a new start this year, so I have a pink door. That's about it. But I have some new products for you guys. Speaking of new products, I've got the perfect organization tool for you to start your year. And it is, of course, an affirmations diary for 2022. Let me show you it right now. Here they are. This is where I store them, by the way. We have got three different colors. We have pink, obviously my favorite. We call that minty mint. And just in case you wanted to know, this one is the pastel pink. And we have finally the mellow yellow. So I'm gonna show you it without the plastic on. Obviously these are ready and to be shipped out for anyone that makes an order. That is how you will receive it. But I will show you what's inside of my one. I've stuck stickers on the front because there are just so many diaries lying around my room. I get confused and forget which one is mine, so this helps me spot them out from the rest. And I just want to show you the amazing illustrations done by me. It starts off with the name page. It's got important dates if you're living in the UK and a page for your personal dates as well. Then we've got last year's dates, the day after, the year after 2022, those dates in case you want to check those. And then we've got obviously 2022 as well. Then this page is what I still need to fill out. I know we're in January, but sometimes the year just starts like that, doesn't it? You haven't actually filled out everything, which is why I'm also going to be hosting a vision board workshop to help you sort out your 2022. And we'll go through all the details of how to fill that out and how to pre-plan. Sorry, I keep on looking at the wrong camera. Link in the bio for the tickets for that. It's going to be in Brixton on the 27th of January. I'm so excited for that. And then you've got the tabs, which is a massive glow up from last year. Did not have the tabs. So we've got those there to separate the months. And then you've got a lovely illustration of a beautiful black woman every single month, as I said, which is drawn by me. And yeah, there's a whole separate video if you want to see all the illustrations and everything that is on the inside, but it goes with the affirmations calendar, which I showed you in the last video. So if you want to get your hands on that, I'll leave the link in the bio, but I'll also leave a video for this diary in case you want to have a look on all the features that are involved inside of that. They are currently on sale, so make sure you get your copy and get your life together for 2022. This affirmations podcast is going to be slightly different from the others. I'm still just like experimenting on what is best for the podcast, but I'm going to go for like a little chatty one like I did last time because I think that a few people enjoyed that. So in this podcast, I've also set myself a challenge for the whole year. I am going to try and read a new book every single month. So that is 12 books for the year. Now, for other people that might be like, that's not a lot, but for me, that's a big deal because I never have time to sit down and read. So some of them I might be ordering so I can have the physical copy, and some of them I will be just downloading them on my phone on Audible to listen to whilst I'm on the go. So I'm gonna give like a quick summary and key points of the books that I am reading every month. Well, the one book that I'll be reading every month. and maybe it will motivate you to read that book or to read another self-help book, but that will be the theme as well. It will be all self-help. And I'm going to start now. So the book that I have nearly finished, actually, which is another massive accomplishment for me, is The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod is the book that I'm going to start on. And I know what I'm going to be reading next month as well, but I'll tell you about that in the next podcast. This has just been super amazing so far. I'm like more than halfway through, and by the way, are you loving Kitchen Noir bookmark? Yes, I think you are. You can get these on the website as well. It comes in a pack of three. It's got the different encouraging words on the back, and of course an amazing illustration done by me. I'll put the link to that in the bio as well. Also, guys, if you're loving this video already, even though I haven't really said much, but I will be later on, I'll also be doing the affirmations. If you're loving it, please do hit subscribe, like this video, or comment below on any suggestions or any tips or any books that you think that I should read in terms of self-help for an entrepreneur and someone who just wants to enjoy their life. Let me know what book is good for that. Here are just some key tips from what I've read so far. Hal says in the book that you should always be making sure that you are improving on yourself before anything else in your life. In order to reach success, you need to make sure that you yourself are personally developing you. And it obviously makes so much sense. It goes in line with the cliche phrase that how you gonna love somebody else if you can't love yourself. It goes in line with that. And when I realized that in my life, massive things changed for me as well. I strongly agree with what he is saying about you need to develop yourself before you can reach your ultimate success and potential. And the areas that we need to create development in terms of self-development are, and I love the acronyms he uses as well. The first one that he uses is PIES. So that is physical, intellectual, emotional, and what's the last one? Spiritual. And you should try and make sure that you are developing all those areas in your life before you try and reach your ultimate success. I realize that I don't really make enough time for those areas in my life. So that is something that I definitely want to do more of in 2022. But the fact that he does them in the morning before he starts his day is so encouraging and inspiring to me, and that is definitely something that I am trying to do. And he gives all the tips of how to do that and how to make sure that you're waking up as early as possible so that you can work on yourself, because you are a priority, and that is something that not enough of us take into account. I want that for you, and I want that for me for sure. All of last week I woke up, let's say latest 6:15, and that is not a lie, that actually happened for me, because this book has honestly motivated me so much. I've seen the differences, like the way that I feel. I just feel so much more accomplished before 9 a.m. I mean, I was a morning person anyway, but reading this has just pushed me that one step further to want to be that morning person even more, like an even earlier morning person. I love the book for that already. And what is so great, as I said, is that he makes sure that he's doing these things in the morning before 8 a.m. You already feel like it's a great start to the day. And like I said, it's the PIES. So P, physical, he tries to do exercise. And it doesn't have to be like a massive workout. It can literally be going for a walk. I, he tries to make sure that he's improving his intellectuality. I don't know if that's a word, guys, sorry. That's why I need to read more books. He tries to improve on his intellectual area. So that could be reading, or that could be watching an educational video like this one. Emotional, he tries to improve on that as well. I guess that could be reflecting on your current emotions at the time or how you reacted to certain situations. Personal reflection is always great. And S, which is spiritual, so he tries to make sure that he's either praying or meditating in the morning. The way that he explains how he does it just makes it seem so achievable and so doable. Point two that I have taken away from the Miracle Morning book is that he uses another acronym, which I love, that is called SABERS. So these are actual activities that go in line with improving our PIEs, our physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual areas of our lives. So the acronym SABERS, these are tasks that you can do, that I just said, are making sure that you have silence in the morning. I love having silence in the morning to just think. That is one of the benefits of waking up so early. You can't hear all the cars outside. It's just peaceful, everyone's sleeping. You can't hear the footsteps from upstairs or downstairs. It's just so peaceful. So silence, try and get that in the morning. Affirmations, obviously, which is why I was like, oh, he understands me. And that is why I have created this podcast, because I know how beneficial affirmations are. And if it is in this Masterminds book, then clearly it is a thing, guys. So let's continue with this affirmations podcast, because it is proven to do wonders for so many successful people's lives, including Oprah. So remember that, guys. Visualization, he tries to practice every single morning. This is something that I speak about in my vision board workshop, the importance of visualization. Exercise, E is for exercise, as I mentioned in the pies physical. R is for reading. So he makes sure that he reads something every morning, which I've started doing now as well, even if it's just 5 minutes. It doesn't even have to be the specific book that you're reading. It can be from a religious book that you read. Mine would be the Bible. It can be from your Bible app or your physical Bible or any other sort of self-help book. Just reading even just a page, I find that so uplifting and peaceful as well in the morning. And then the final one is S, which is for scribe. And this is a strange story. I don't know how this happened, but I have found a book in my house that doesn't belong to either one of us. And it is about just writing in the morning and writing in the evening, just 5 things that you are grateful for. And no one knows where it's come from, but I'm using it and I love it. So I'm also fulfilling that last bit of the acronym, which is scribing, which is journaling. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I love to journal at the end of the month as well. The reason why I love this book so much is because it's just fitting in perfectly to everything that I live for, which is journaling, affirmations, waking up early, achieving your goals, everything that I stand for, guys. So I would highly recommend this book. I will put the link in the bio as well. Now guys, to go on to my favourite card of the month, it has to be the newest card that I have brought out. If you've seen the website, if you're following me throughout the Christmas period, you will know I brought out my first Happy New Year card, which is based on the Earl Nightingale video that I watch every single morning. Again, I will put the link in the description because it is a video that has honestly changed my life. I know I say that about a lot of things, but when you listen to it, you'll understand. I created this based on that video. So this is the, don't know if that's doing anything, Happy New Year card. And it says, in 2022, don't forget to ask. And then I have basically like mimicked a credit card and it says ask on it. And as I told you, I absolutely love acronyms. So how do you think I'm feeling about this? A stands for ask, S stands for seek, and K stands for knock. And it basically just reminds you that when you ask, it will be answered. When you seek, it will be found, and when you knock, the door will be opened. It reminds you of that philosophy, which is also from the Bible. And then it has a space at the back for you to write your goal and for you to sign it as well. And I want you to look at this card several times during the day to remind you of what your goal is, and to remember and meditate on the fact when you ask, it will be answered, when you seek, you will find, and when you knock, it will be opened. This is a very powerful statement, I believe, for you to meditate on, because once you believe this, the world is literally your oyster. I've written my goal on the back of my card. I'm not going to show you where it is because I want to prove it to you at the end of the year, but I literally look at it when I wake up, before I leave the house, when I'm about to pay for something, and before I go to bed. I was inspired by the Earl Nightingale video, which I listen to or watch mostly every other day or so, probably more than that, and it just reminds me of my purpose and my reason to wake up in the morning. It actually says at the end of the Earl Nightingale video to get a piece of paper, write your goal on it, make sure that you look at it several times a day, and to not worry about reaching your goal, but to just focus on the fact that you have faith and that you are sure that it will happen for you, and that will take you many places. Because again, it's basically like visualization, and once you believe in something, it can actually happen and it will happen. And we need to stop limiting ourselves and thinking that our goals are unachievable, and this card is what will help you. Because when you look at it several times a day, you'll remember what you're working towards and how happy you will feel once you get there. I literally cut like the finger up myself so that I can slot this card in there. How cute is that? So I did that myself. I obviously drew the whole thing as well. It's a gold envelope, which is different from any other cards that I have made, and it's got the instructions on the back as well. So if you want to get that, I will put the link in the description and you can buy that as soon as possible. To be honest, I've got about 10 left, so make sure that you cop yours today. They're currently on sale as well. A lot of people that have bought them have actually said that they are writing the note to themselves and that they will open it at the end of the year. So it's not only nice for you to give this to someone, but it's also a lovely treat for yourself and something that will help you towards reaching your goal. And on that note, another thing that will help you towards reaching your goal is the affirmations that I have created for January. As you know, or as you may not know, they are based on the illustration which I have done for January, which I showed you earlier on, but I'm going to show you again quickly. The affirmation is, I will think about my goals in a relaxed and positive way. So let's get right into it and let's do the affirmation session right now. I will think about my goals in a relaxed and positive way. I am working towards an achievable goal. I will succeed. I will not conform. I am financially independent. I will achieve my goal. Everything I touch turns to gold. I attract good luck and success. Self-doubt and fear are things of the past. My life is what my thoughts make of it. When I ask, it is answered. When I seek, it is found. When I knock, it is opened.
I see myself achieving my goal. I am sure I can do it. I have faith in my ability to achieve. I will take action by making steps towards my goal each day. Today, I will be one step closer to my goal.
And that's it. Those are the January affirmations. I would also like to encourage you guys to definitely go ahead and make your own personal specific affirmations this year, because as much as I base these affirmations on the illustrations that I have done and for specific themes throughout the year, I also have my own personal affirmations that I probably wouldn't share with anyone else, and I'm sure that it's the same for you, but they can be really, really specific on areas that you want to improve on. Just use this podcast as something to get you into the habit of declaring your wildest ambitions out loud. I would definitely encourage you to make your own and make them very specific, down to the T. Like, I want to make £1,000,007 before the end of the year. I don't know where the seven came from, but you know what I mean. Just make it so specific to you. Tip one. Well, tip five. So I've got a few things for you to look out for this month. Before the end of January, I will be jumping back on my TikTok lives, and they're going to be super fun. They're going to be filled with discounts, giveaways, games, and interaction with you guys. And I literally respond to every comment that I can whilst being on the live. So come and join me. I think I'm going to try and do it on like Fridays and Monday. That's going to be fun. Number two thing to look out for is I will be doing a vision board workshop at my favorite female black owned gift store, Diverse, in Brixton. You can get tickets for that on the Diverse gift store website. I will leave the link for that in this description as well. There's gonna be so many things for you to read through in this description, and they will all be benefiting you. So make sure you have a look. The vision board workshop is going to be absolutely amazing. You're going to get a free Kitchen Noir goodie bag, which will include a pen and a card. So guys, don't miss it. And number three thing to look out for is the Valentine's Day cards selection. If you don't have a boo, it's fine. These cards are blank inside, and they are all about love. And there is someone in your life that you love, whether that be your mum, your sister, your best friend, your brother. We can all spread love no matter what time of the year it is. But Valentine's Day just forces us to show love to people, which isn't a bad thing. So I'm launching a love card special on Friday, which will be, what day is that? The 21st, and that will be the next time that I'm actually doing my first TikTok live for this year, and it's gonna be amazing. We're going to be back in the game. It's gonna be a big bonanza. Don't miss it, guys. Follow me on TikTok at Kitch Noir. I'm going to be launching the Valentine's cards in that live as well. And last but not least, number four, guys, these diaries are in stock. They are in action. They are going very, very fast. So make sure you get your hands on one of these affirmation diaries. Make sure that you follow on all social platforms, because I give out discounts quite often. These are not to be missed out on. Thanks so much for watching, if you're watching. I'm always open to suggestions, guys, so contact me through my website, kitchnoir.com, and have a look at all the amazing stationery and organization tools and black greeting cards. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure that you hit like, make sure that you subscribe, and I will see you for the next on time affirmation session next week. So have a great rest of your January, and I look forward to hearing from you and interacting with you on my next live sessions. So see you there, guys.
Representation matters. You don't realize how important it is till you see. Someone who looks like me and you. Kitch Noir is out here. Plus they're black owned. Send high quality cards to show high quality love.